change the gematria to
Ma.
Oh, you're right. I don't know what I did with the safety yesterday. So, I'm actually not with you. No, I know with you. We were at the beginning of Chinuch. Well, yeah. There's a lot of.
Yeah.
Someone will publish this one day with a more. Okay. Good. The Seder Gamor. So we are. Oh, we started speaking about Shfiras Haluchos. The fact that there has to be a Yirida before the Benilia, there has to be a Kishalon before there can be a Tzlocha. There has to be Luchos Rishon broken before you can have Luchos Sheni to get back to Luchos Rishon. That's a whole sugya, by the way. B'diyevet in Lechatchila, the moon being small, that Lechatchila B'diyevet. Because that's the way Hashem created the world. It wasn't because the moon was naughty, so I got punished. That's not sure. The fact that the trees didn't produce fruit that tastes the same as the trees. The fruit and the trees supposed to be the same. That's a chilo b'di'evet. Luchos Rishon, Luchos Sheni, Luchos Sheni b'di'evet. That's all sugar on its own. It's all lechatchil. We'll see in Luchos, in the Luchos at least, like that. So that the Maharal explained, we saw yesterday, that a person doesn't, Chazal, first have to get shut wrong before you can get it right. And then we said that the letter Toiv wasn't mentioned anywhere in Luchos Rishonim. Letter Tes is Toiv. There's something lacking in good. Toiv doesn't mean good, by the way. Toiv means Tachlis. It means impossible to fulfill your Tachlis. With Luchos Rishon, impossible. That's why it doesn't call it Toiv. Toiv means it's capable of fulfilling its purpose. Lo Toiv is Adam Levad. It doesn't mean it's not good. It's okay. It's sad. Well, it's not good. It could be better. It's not Lo Toiv. Lo Toiv means you're unable to fulfill your tachlis in the world if you're alone.
What means
there's no test? The letter test doesn't exist. You won't see it anywhere in Luchos Rishon.
Second one of the world?
Yes.
The words weren't exactly the same.
No. Oh, now you've got work to do today. Take out your two tablets and have a look and see.
I haven't got the first one, though.
Oh, and you have to put it all together. It's a jigsaw, yeah.
But
Tess
also,
Tuba
also started.
Yeah. So, we don't do two stills and hashes. Understand this. Okay. And that was what Maharal said. Since Luchos Rishon was so kadosh and so elyon, they were above human interaction. That's not what we came in this world to do. We came in this world to work, to build, to struggle, to build. Let's finish off this. We did this, but let's just see this again. Grace Memhei at the bottom. Kol davar shenaseh l'idei HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadoi l'lo hisarvus enoshis. Everything Hashem does in His own, without human intervention. Adayin ein lo kiyum b'olam hazeh. Haluchos harishonim have get a metonim. It's Hashem lamoi. He gave us a present. V'adayin lo miskayimus b'hem tachlisom. But the tachlis you can't mekayim. Bo Moshe v'shavro. Moshe came and he broke him. Hashem even said shkoyach God for breaking. We saw that, remember? Thank you for breaking them. In fact, at the end of the end of Chumash, right at the end, brings down three things there that Moshe Rabbeinu did that he gets praised for. And Rashi points out one of them is Shmiras Haluchos. Never the greatest thing Moshe Rabbeinu ever did. You go through Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and you want to find something to like really remember him by, that he did something that Hashem really wanted. Shmiras Haluchos. Yep. No, look there in the end of Mamash, at the end of the Chumash. Well, Achimekanu kibbel tzav. After he broke the Luchos, Hashem comes to him and says, excellent. Now, psal lecha shnei Luchos kebirishayna. Posal lecha mishel lecha. Bebechines kasvam aluach libcha. You got to carve out the Luchos Sheni now in your own heart, your mind. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yotza Matzav, Sheboy Am Yisrael Hayu Shutfim Beluchos. By breaking Luchos Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu created a situation where Klal Yisrael is now Shutuf in the Luchos. Hem lo kiblo isem b'matana, they didn't get it as a present. El zochu behem la'acha avoida atzmus. You earned it through your own avoida, which is why we came into this world. It's another reason for this world. If we stayed with Luchos Rishon, you could have just, better you weren't born, you could have just stayed, your neshama could have just stayed where it was. There was no reason to come down yet to earn anything, because you weren't going to earn anything, because you got it for free. That's why we understand why you didn't have the letter test in Luchos Rishonim. Rak haluchos hashnim. The second luchos got the letter tes because that's toiv, because that's why we're in this world. The breaking of the first luchos brought to a situation called toiv. It's hard work, so we don't think it's good because we have a terrible grammatical problem. We translate the opposite of good as hard. Yes, but it's hard. So that's why you're here. Noisef oid, she toid ma oid. Kurak dover she adam bekoiches atzmoi mashlim uboine oise. Toid ma oid is what a human being builds and finishes. Kemur bebeis oilam. V'yare the kimes kola she also v'inai toid ma oid. That doesn't say anything about me. That's the Yare Lokim is Kola She also. Everything he did. Vinei Toiv Moed. You just said that any human being can have Toiv Moed. Daisha Malka Chazal. Toiv Ze Yeitza Toiv. What's Toiv? Toiv is Yeitza Toiv. What's Toiv Moed? Your Yeitza Hor. Counterintuitive, eh? Moed Nehma Toiv Zuchai Moed Zua Mavis. Ha Keitza. That's your question, yeah? What are you talking about? Okay, sir. Toiv nivrak toiv ma'oid, raka she'adam zoichin yagia la b'giyoso ha'atzmis. This is sort of the whole Bria. This is sort of the whole Bria. It's only called toiv when you get there through your own efforts. V'derech melchoma. V'af b'derech nefile yirida kishalon b'shvira. It's only toiv when you get there by climbing the mountain yourself. Being taken up to the top of the mountain with a helicopter is not what we in this world for. You could have stayed pre-birth. You could have stayed with Hashem in the Olam HaNeshamos or wherever you were. What did you come here for? That means if you come here and you don't battle and struggle and climb and build some muscle, then what did you come here for? No purpose in you being here. Your neshama is a present. There's nothing you can do for it. Your goof's a goof. You are somewhere between the interface with the knowledge of neshama and a goof. That's called Bechira. And that's the only reason you're alive. That's the reason Hashem created the world, was to give you the opportunity to earn the good that you had before. But it's not good when you don't earn it. You have to work for it. So if you come here and you don't work for it, then what are you doing here? That's why the Eitz Hara, which allows us to do this, the evil in the world, which is how Hashem created this world. He just put evil in the world. Now you have Bechira. That's Toiv Moed, because now you can earn what you came here for. Without that, there's no reason to be here. Yes, he did. How did it get you? You can't make a choice if there's no good and bad. How do I make a choice if there's no good or bad? I don't create evil. I choose to go against the Rotzon Hashem. That's evil. How do you go against the Rotzon Hashem? Because you have a choice. There's good and there's bad. There's doing the Rotzon Hashem and there's not doing the Rotzon Hashem. Now you choose. Hashem put even the world. How he did that, that's okay. That's one of the...
Not that it's a chemical check. Evil comes out of the results of evil checking.
Yaitse o boy rechayshah. starts there already on the second day of creation, where Hashem divides between the Maima Elohim and the Maima Tachonim, where there's division. Yom Sheni. That's exactly it. How did you know that? Bring the gala to Baruch Hashem. Baruch, I'm impressed. Just heard the shir recently. Whole shir on why that's the shir of Yom Sheni. What's Yom Sheni? Sheni is Shinui. Change. You can't have change when you're in the one. In the one, in the Echad, Yom Echad, and Yom Echad, it's not called Yom Rishon, it's called Yom Echad. Correct? Yom Echad means it's all just still one. It's the beginning of a Bria, but it's still totally apparent that it's all one. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Esa Mamorois, well, the nine afterwards, starts hiding the one. It becomes more and more and more opaque, more and more gashmis. That's what hides the one. Now you live in a world where you could be fooled into thinking that the thing called nature is something independent of the one. That's evil. Not understanding that everything is one. You have shinya, you have variety, you have multiplicity. Call it whatever you want. Call it whatever you want. Sheker can exist when there's no ra. How? Sheker can't exist if there's an animal mivado. That's how, that's evil. That's wrong. Sheker is good or evil? Good or bad?
Sheker can be good.
Then it can't be, no, then it's not Sheker if it's good.
No, because through it you can't find evil.
So they're evil also. That's why the Yetzirah is toiv ma'id. One after me. That's not Sheker. No, it's not. That's the truth. Yaakov goes to Yitzhak and says, I'm Esav. That's not Sheker. That's true. You have to redefine Sheker and Emes in the Torah way. Nevada. I'm not going into that now. That's the law. I'm not the law. I'm not saying Bichlal now. When Klal Yisrael was over the Chet HaEgel, what did they say? Eile Elokim. But there was only one, but Eile. Eile is in the plural. Eile Elokim, there's only one there. What's Eile? Eile is when you see all the multiplicity in the world, you don't ask me Eile. You don't go to the source of where is this diversity, where is it sourced? What did Klal Yisrael say at Yam Suf? Ze Kaili. One. What did they say about Chet HaEgel? Eile. What's me Eile? Elokim. When you see the Eile, when you see the diversity, when you see the multiplicity, when you see nature, and you ask, one second, me Ze, what's going on here? Ze Kaili. Me Eile is Loshen Elokim. But if you don't ask me Eile, you live with the diversity, that's for evil, that's Sheker. That was Mitzrayim. That was Kula Mitzrayim. That's Hinduism. That's the whole. And they're fine with it. Right? They don't have a problem. It's all good. Ask the question. Me, Borah Kolele, who asked that question. No, we don't ask that question. We're happy to live with. All good. Tlarisal says, me, Eile. What is this? Now, the Vilna Gaon point has nothing to do with anything we're learning here, but once you raise the subject, no, these are basic fundamentals. The Gaon points out that the Asorah Makkos corresponded to the Asorah Mamorahs, but backwards. In other words, the Asorah Mamorahs created a filtering system, filtered out Hashem's light, hid Hashem more and more and more, Yeah, the Makkas came in reverse and removed that until you got back to the one. Okay, that's how you do it. That's how you peel an onion. You grow it from the inside, but you want to get back into the inside, you have to take off the outer pieces first. That's what has to be back to front, right? So Anoichi, the first of the Sora Mamores, parallels Makkas Bechoires, Reishis. That's called Reishis, yeah? The beginning. Vayeior parallels Makkas Choshech. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Watch this one. Watch this one. Arbe parallels. Arbe parallels. Huh? Arbe, the locust. Is what? You sure? Look. No, not the not the Ten Commandments. The Sodom and Gomorrah that Hashem created the world. Where's Arbe? Just before Choshech, no? Day, I know he's the first one. Then day one. Then day two. Yom Sheni. What was on Yom Sheni? Mavdil ben Maim l'Maim. Ravdol ben Maim l'Maim. The beginning of disparity in the world, no? Foshet, that's Arbe, no? Arbe. Morning, Rupshim. Why is that Arbe? Listen to this. This is awesome. Gemara says that there's a very special creature in the world called Arbe. Arbe. Locusts.
Okay. Understood, Albert.
Arbe. What's Arbe? If you notice Arbe, they never travel alone. They always travel in a group. And it looks like there's a melech. It looks like there's something leading it because they're all going in the same direction. But there's no melech. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says about Arbe, Ein ba melech. They go together, they cause destruction. Aval Ein ba melech. They don't have a melech. They're not united. They look like something's leading them. Otherwise, why are they all going in the same direction? All doing the same thing. And they're never alone. Yeah. If Hashem says, I'm gonna, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm gonna mock Mitzrayim with Arbe. What's that got to do with the division? That's your yam, your Moshe Shalom, okay? When there's Arbe Bli Melech, that's a churva, that's a destruction. When you have Arbe, when you have Eile, but it's with me Eile, there's a one, there's Zekeili. So that's the tachlis of the Gvira. So that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu, takes the beginning of the Gvira, which is a division, which is a shinoi, which is the potential for evil in the world. Yeah. And how do you get in touch with that? Don't get caught by that. Don't be fooled by that. Arbe. Because look at Arbe. They look like they're functioning as a unit. But what do? They can only destroy. I haven't done anything good. They're just destroyed. Why? And Bomela. The minute you step into the, you step out of the Echad into the Sheni, the minute you step out of the Echad into the Sheni, now you're in the world where there's a danger. You could see the world without a Melech. How do I prove that to you? How do I show that to Mitzrayim? Out of it. You looked in the Sheh Shul Yom on the second day?
Wait, let's
understood
this.
Well, I don't know. Paul who felt that he needed to teach them this lesson. The origin that says that the Makkas went to the next one. It was to bring back to the Achdus, to bring Klal Yisrael to the Zekeli after the Sora Ma'amoras hid the Echo. Did he teach you this in Cheder?
At the end of Shacharis.
I worked that out.
Evolution.
He's accusing me of not davening Shacharis.
No.
I've just never got to page 150 and I'm on and Shacharis yet. Shacharis is off to like 50 pages. Here we go. Shev is going to go, Golol Hashem Mo Moi, Beer of the Kain, that's Yerushalayim, no? The same Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim with Chazal say that's where the world united. Yo, for now, if Mrs. Gorat, how it's you and your kids at the phone. Kiryas Melech Rav. Elokim Ram Nasai Noida Lamiskov. Kinai Malochim Noadu. Ovru Yachta. Heimaru came to Bona Bolu Kazu. Roda Kuzov Shemdena. Ruach Kadim Tishava. Kashir Shimon can be shaved to the place. Real Elokainu. Elokain, Elokim, Yechane, Ad Oilam Sela, Divino Elokim Kastecho, Bekirov Echadecho, Yishimcha Elokim, Kain Tili Sechach Ad Meraert, Tzedek Mola Yimenech, Yismach HaTziyon, Tegeno Yisudah, Leman Mishpatecho, Sibetzen, this is not what I was saying. This is it. Where does it say this? Where does it talk about the concept? Yushalayim understand, it's talking about Yushalayim. There was something about the vision, no? There's something, yeah. This is a Yom Shul Shishani. Move a bowl.
It's a bad one, it's not there.
No, but it's the same Yom. No, this is Ashkenaz anyway. It's the same Shishal Yom. Yeah, but no, it talks about the division. I have to look at it again. It has to be Yom Sheni, because that's when the mind, that has to fit in. Or I'll look it up again. I'm sorry. The law, professor, if you want to. Oh, we'll look at it again. Okay, but that's the vote. That's how evil comes into the world. Evil comes into the world by Hashem hiding his life. That's all. That's not the portion, by the way. That's the whole. Yeah, the vault.
Without Shibur, where it says over there, the roof coding Shaber Ali as
person. No. I have to look at it again. A thousand of the possible in Mishle, whatever. I have to look at it again.
Why would it create something like that?
Okay. We have to go back to Kabbalah. No, you will. We've discussed this many times. Everything in the Bria is created on three phases, three stages. Stage one, stage two, and stage three. And each one has its time and each one has its place. And everything the Bria works according to this. You can cut any part of the Bria into these three dimensions. The first one is where you get the thing the way it's supposed to be ultimately. Yeah, you get shown what it's supposed to really be, what we call artificial inspiration. Then it gets taken away and you get to work for it. Because to just leave you there would be pointless because you were there to start with. So it gets taken away. Then you rebuild it, painful step by step. And then you get what you had in phase one, in phase three, but you earn it. It goes from being Lord Toiv to Toiv. Toiv is where you earn it. For whatever reason, that's not our subject now. If you get it for free, it's lacking. And Hashem wants to give us ultimate good. Not lacking good. Therefore, you have to work for it. Nama de Kasu, yeah, that's the problem. So therefore you have to work for it. If you didn't work for it and you got it, so then there was no point in you coming down. That's how child comes into the world. Everything works like that. So the phases of Jewish history work like that as well. There's Nevuah, then Nevuah gets taken away, and then you're left with Chochmah. Chochmah, Adit Minamah. Rabbi Tetzel's whole book about this, by the way. Moedika book. Moedika Sefer. You're always looking at it. Discusses what the ancient Knesset Gedoyla, what was that interface? From Nevuah to Chochmah, there was a thing in the middle called ancient Knesset Gedoyla. It was made up partially of Nevi'im and partially of Tanakh. There was the end of Nevuah and the beginning of Tanakh. It discusses what that whole process was. Rav Moshe said he was able to answer more than 200 kashas, understanding this. More than 200 kashas in Torah, he answered using this. Purim, for example, Purim is a perfect example of this. There's a Gemara Purim, but there's also a Megillah Purim. But maybe the Torah speaks up and it's Torah spoken. It's Nevuah, but it's not. Well, there's nothing else like that. Show me anything else where you have in Tanakh, and you have a corresponding sefer in Torah Shabbat. Don't you bother with that? Because that's the interface. That was the end of Nevuah and the beginning of Chochmah. And it was Ancient Nesas. Mordechai was one of the members of the Ancient Nesas of Gedolim. Esther, what she was, okay, that's you haven't said everything works according to that plan. So you need Luchos Rishon. That's where you're coming from. That's the ultimate. But for you to be stuck with Luchos Rishon, you'll never change. You'll stay the same. There's no point in that. So we have to take away the Luchos and let you rebuild it. Why is Talmud Bad called Talmud Bad? Because it's Mabul Bal. You go rebuild it. You go restructure it. It's got to be Mabul Bal. Because if it was all just nice and paint by numbers, it stay the same. That's tragic. You have to work and toil and battle and struggle. When you're going to the gym, yeah, and someone lifts the weights for you and carries the weights for you, you just... But better that you stayed at home. What are you doing in the gym? You're not going to make any muscles like that. That's why we're here. That's Toiv. Lord Toiv is Adam Levado. It's much easier to be alone. I was a Lord Toiv. You can never fill your tachlis. To become an unconditional giver, you can never do that. And you don't have an Aza Kenegdo. Now you have an Aza Kenegdo. Now you Toiv. Why? Because it's good. Might not feel very good. Toiv doesn't mean good. Toiv means, can you fulfill your tachlis? And becoming an unconditional giver. Can only do that against the backdrop of where it's hard to give. So that's good. So the more of a nudnik she is, the more chorus of Toiv you have to have.
The more of what?
The more of a nudnik she is, the more of a chorus of Toiv you have to have. Because she's making me more tight, because it's harder to give. When she becomes an Azer, then you've got trouble. Because now you have to take as an act of giving. That's not so kosher. We should all be zoiche to have that problem. Metz Hashem will carry on tomorrow or next week, whatever it was that we were doing. I don't know.
But then, how is it Bechira? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Luchos Rishonos, knowing that we have to get to the Shmiyos. So then,
where's the Bechira when the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows we have to go into Golos and say, cook something, we have to go into Golos with the Chalkil also. Yes, Hashem makes it. You were bad, you were naughty, so.